Know Your Breasts, a guide to breast awareness and screening. Approximate recording time, 30 minutes. This CD does not need to be returned. Introduction. This booklet explains the normal breast changes that can happen at different times throughout your life and how to be aware of any unusual changes. Being breast aware means knowing what's normal for you so you can spot any unusual changes as soon as possible. Most breast changes are not because of breast cancer. However, the sooner breast cancer is diagnosed, the more successful treatment is likely to be. This is why it's important to see your GP as soon as possible if you notice any changes that are unusual for you. This booklet also includes information about breast screening and what this involves. Although the booklet is for women, men should also be aware of any changes in their chest area, as a very small number of men get breast cancer each year. There is more information about men and breast cancer on our website, breastcancernow.org. About your breasts. Breasts are made up of lobules and ducts, surrounded by tissue that gives the breasts their size and shape. Lobules are glands that produce milk to feed a baby. Ducts are tubes that carry breast milk to the nipple, ready for breastfeeding. The nipple is surrounded by a darker area of skin called the areola. On the areola, there are some small raised bumps which produce fluid to moisturise the nipple. Breast changes throughout your life. Your breasts change throughout your life from puberty, through adolescence and the reproductive years, to the menopause when periods stop permanently. This is because levels of the hormones estrogen and progesterone in your body change at different times in your life. Sometimes breast changes are caused by a benign breast condition. Benign means it's not cancer. It's important to see your GP about any changes that are new for you, even though for most women these will not be cancer. When breasts start to develop. Breasts start to develop around the age of 9 to 11, but it's not unusual for them to start earlier or later. By the age of 17, a girl's breasts will usually be fully developed. This time in a girl's life is called puberty. When breasts first start to develop, a small bump, called a breast bud, grows under the areola and the nipple. As the breast buds grow, the areolas get bigger and darker and the nipples may stick out. At this time, a girl may notice tingling, aching or itching in her chest, and her nipples may swell or become tender. This is all normal. Changes around the time of your period. Estrogen and progesterone play a vital part in regulating a woman's periods. These hormones are responsible for the changes you may notice in your breasts just before your period. Your breasts may feel heavier and fuller. They may also be tender or lumpy. After a period, this usually lessens or disappears altogether, although some women have tender, lumpy breasts all the time. Breast pain. Breast pain is very common in women of all ages. Many women have breast pain around the time of their period. Painful, sore or tender breasts can cause a lot of anxiety. On its own, pain in the breasts is not usually a sign of breast cancer, and having breast pain does not increase your risk of breast cancer. However, it's still important to be breast aware and see your GP if the pain increases or changes. It can be useful to keep a pain chart to see if there is any pattern to your pain. For more information about the different types of breast pain, as well as an example of a pain chart, see our breast pain booklet. Soreness under the breasts. Soreness or irritation under one or both breasts is common, especially in women with larger breasts. It usually happens when skin folds rub together, causing friction and trapping moisture. The medical name for this is intertrigo, and it can happen anywhere on the body where skin rubs against skin. A warm, moist environment also encourages infection by yeast, fungus or bacteria. If it's severe, treatment may be needed. To reduce your risk of getting intertrigo or to stop an infection getting worse, 1. Wash your breasts every morning and night with a soap substitute, such as emulsifying ointment. You can ask your pharmacist about this. 2. Gently dry the skin under your breasts thoroughly after washing. 3. Wear a well-fitting, supportive bra made from a natural material such as cotton. And 4. Try to maintain a weight that's normal for you. You can find more information on our website at breastcancernow.org/intertrigo. That's spelt INTERTRIGO. During pregnancy, breast changes can be an early sign of pregnancy. Many pregnant women feel a change in sensation in their breasts, such as tingling and soreness, particularly of the nipples. This is due to increased levels of progesterone and the growth of the milk ducts. The breast and the areola begin to get bigger. The nipple and areola become darker and remain that way during pregnancy. When breastfeeding, large amounts of milk are produced to breastfeed a newborn baby, and the breasts can change size many times a day according to the baby's feeding pattern. Nipples can sometimes become sore and cracked, but this generally gets better over time. When breastfeeding stops, the breasts gradually go back to how they were before pregnancy, although they may be a different size and less firm than before. Breast lumps. Breast lumps can have a number of different causes. Common causes of breast lumps include 1. Breast cyst, a fluid-filled sac that can develop as the breasts change with age, more common in premenopausal women. 2. Fibroadenoma, a lump that often develops during puberty but which can occur at any age. And 3. It's important to get any breast lumps checked by your doctor, as a lump can be a sign of cancer. During and after the menopause. As oestrogen levels fall during and after the menopause, the breasts may change size, lose their firmness, feel softer and may droop. Tenderness may be due to non-cyclical breast pain, which is pain that is not linked to the menstrual cycle. This may need to be treated with pain relief. For more information, see our breast pain booklet. Wearing a well-fitting bra. Your breasts change size and shape many times during your life because of the menstrual cycle, pregnancy and breastfeeding, the menopause, and putting on or losing weight. Wearing a well-fitting bra can help if you feel any discomfort or back pain. Department stores and specialist bra shops usually have trained fitters who can help you find a bra that fits you properly. For more information, see our leaflet, Your Guide to a Well-Fitting Bra. Being breast aware. Breast cancer is the most common cancer in women in the UK, so whatever your age, it's important to be breast aware. Being breast aware means getting to know how your breasts look and feel so you know what's normal for you. You'll then be more confident about noticing any unusual changes that might be a symptom of breast cancer. If you notice a change, it's important to see your GP. How do I check my breasts? Checking your breast is as easy as TLC. T. Touch your breasts. Can you feel anything new or unusual? L. Look for changes. Does anything look different to you? And C. Check any new or unusual changes with a GP. Check your whole breast area, including up to your collarbone, upper chest and armpits. Get used to looking at and feeling your breasts regularly. A good time to do this might be when you're in the bath or shower, using body lotion or getting dressed. There's no special way to check your breasts and you do not need any training. Everyone will have their own way of touching and looking for changes. Changes to look and feel for. Everyone's breasts look and feel different. Some women have lumpy breasts, one breast larger than the other, or breasts that are different shapes. Some have one or both nipples pulled in, inverted, which can be there from birth or happen when the breasts are developing. When you check your breasts, be aware of any changes that are different for you. A lump or swelling in the breast, upper chest or armpit. A change to the skin, such as puckering or dimpling. A change in the colour of the breast may look red or inflamed. A nipple change, for example, it has become pulled in, inverted. Rash or crusting around the nipple. Unusual liquid or discharge from either nipple. Or changes in size or shape of the breast. On its own, pain in your breast is not usually a sign of cancer, but look out for pain in your breast or armpit that's there all or almost all the time. What to do if you find a change? You know better than anyone how your breasts look and feel normally, so if you notice a change, see your GP as soon as you can. Most breast changes are likely to be normal or due to a benign, not cancer, breast condition, rather than being a sign of breast cancer. But you need to find out what's causing the change. Seeing your GP. If your GP is male and you don't feel comfortable going to see him, you can ask if there's a female doctor or practice nurse available. You can also ask for a female nurse or member of staff to be present during your examination, or you can take a friend or relative with you. When your GP examines your breasts, they may feel that there is no need for further investigation. They may ask to see you again after a short time, or they may refer you to a breast clinic. This doesn't necessarily mean that you have breast cancer, just that further assessment is needed to find out what is going on. For more information about what happens at a breast clinic and the tests you may have, see our booklet, Your Breast Clinic Appointment. Breast screening. What is breast screening? Breast screening uses a breast X-ray, called a mammogram, to look for cancer that may be too small to see or feel. The sooner breast cancer is found, the more successful treatment is likely to be. Breast screening can pick up breast cancer before there are any signs or symptoms. Breast cancer is the most common cancer in women in the UK, and the number of people diagnosed each year is rising. However, the number of deaths from breast cancer is falling. This is due to a number of reasons, such as earlier diagnosis, improved and newer treatments, and patients taking part in clinical trials. It may also be due to breast screening. When will I be invited for screening? Breast screening age. In the UK, women aged 50 to their 71st birthday are invited for a mammogram every 3 years as part of a national breast screening programme. This may not happen the year you turn 50, but it will happen by the time you are 53. You have to be registered with a GP to be automatically invited for screening. If you're 71 or over. If you're 71 or over, you will not be automatically sent an invitation for screening. However, in some parts of the UK, you can continue to have breast screening every 3 years if you contact your local breast screening unit and ask for it. Check with your GP surgery, who can put you in touch with your local breast screening clinic, or you can look them up online. Why are women under 50 not invited for screening? Women under 50 are not automatically invited for breast screening because the number of women who get breast cancer is much lower in this age group. Over 80% of breast cancers occur in women over the age of 50, and the risk continues to increase with age. Younger women also have denser breast tissue, which can make the X-ray image less clear and changes harder to identify. Age extension trial. In England, some breast screening clinics were taking part in a trial where some women under 50 and over 70 were invited for screening. This was to see if it would be beneficial to extend the age range for all women in the future. As part of the age extension trial, some women aged 47 to 49 and 71 to 73 were invited for a mammogram. The results of the trial are being looked at to see if screening would be appropriate for this age group. If you're trans or non-binary, some trans or non-binary people can access breast screening. Talk to your GP or gender identity clinic for more information. Benefits of breast screening. Screening finds breast cancer early. Screening can find a breast cancer early before it can be seen or felt. The sooner breast cancer is found, the more likely it is to respond well to treatment and the less likely you are to need more extensive surgery. Screening prevents deaths. Screening prevents an estimated 1,300 deaths from breast cancer each year in the UK. Risks of breast screening. It can be uncomfortable. Some women find having a mammogram uncomfortable. However, this isn't always the case, and a mammogram only takes a few seconds. Some women will be offered unnecessary treatment. Some cancers found through breast screening will not develop any further or will grow so slowly that they will never cause any harm during a woman's life. At the moment, doctors cannot tell which cancers can be left alone, so treatment is offered for all breast cancers. This means some women will have treatment that may be unnecessary, known as overtreatment. A small number of cancers are missed. Mammograms are the most reliable way of detecting breast cancer sooner. However, they're not 100% reliable, and a small number of breast cancers are missed. Being recalled can cause worry and distress. Around 4 out of every 100 women screened are recalled for further assessment. This is usually because an area has shown up on the mammogram and more information is needed before a result can be given. The majority of women recalled do not have breast cancer. However, being recalled or having more tests can cause a lot of worry and distress. You're exposed to a small amount of radiation. Having a mammogram every 3 years for 20 years means being exposed to a small amount of radiation. This can very slightly increase the risk of developing breast cancer in the future. The amount of radiation you are exposed to during a mammogram is very low, and you would receive a similar amount from a return flight between London and Australia. What happens during breast screening? Your appointment will be at a breast screening unit. This might be a breast screening clinic or, in some areas, a mobile screening unit. First, you'll be asked to complete a questionnaire. It will ask about any ongoing medical conditions, if you're having hormone replacement therapy, HRT, and if you've had any breast problems. Your mammogram will be carried out by a woman. A female mammography practitioner, an expert in taking breast x-rays, will explain what will happen and answer any questions you have. Let her know if you're pregnant or think you may be pregnant. You'll be asked to remove your clothing from the waist up. You'll stand in front of the mammogram machine. Your breasts will be placed one at a time on the x-ray machine. The breasts will be pressed down firmly on the surface by a clear plate. At least 2 pictures, x-rays, of each breast will be taken, one from top to bottom and then a second from side to side to include the part of your breast that extends into your armpit. You'll need to stay in position while the pictures are taken. Taking the pictures only takes a few seconds. Getting your results. The results of your screening mammogram are sent by post to you and your GP. Most women will receive a letter telling them that their mammogram showed no signs of cancer. They'll be invited for screening again in 3 years. Some women will get a letter asking them to come back for further assessment. This is because more tests are needed to assess a change seen on the mammogram. Being recalled doesn't necessarily mean that you have breast cancer, just that more tests are needed. For more information about these tests, see our booklet, Your Breast Clinic Appointment. Occasionally, some women receive a letter asking them to go back for another mammogram because a technical issue meant the image was unclear. Staying breast aware between mammograms. Having mammograms cannot prevent breast cancer, and it's possible for breast cancer to develop in the 3 years between each mammogram. That's why it's important to continue to be breast aware and report any changes to your GP, even if you have had a mammogram recently. If you have any questions about breast screening, call our helpline on 0808 800 6000. Help us to help others. If you have found this information helpful, would you consider making a donation to support our care and research work? You can donate on our website, breastcancernow.org/donate. About this booklet. Know Your Breasts was written by Breast Cancer Now's clinical specialists and reviewed by healthcare professionals and people affected by breast cancer. For a full list of the sources we use to research it, email health-info@breastcancernow.org. You can order or download more copies from breastcancernow.org/publications. We welcome your feedback on this publication. Email address health-info@breastcancernow.org. For a large print, Braille or audio CD version, email health-info@breastcancernow.org. Trusted Information Creator, Patient Information Forum. Copyright Breast Cancer Now, August 2021, BCC2. Edition 7, Next Planned Review, 2023. Breast Cancer Now is a company limited by guarantee, registered in England, 9347608, and a charity registered in England and Wales, 116-0558, Scotland, SC-045584, and Isle of Man, 1200. Registered office, 5th floor, Ibex House, 42-47 Minories, that's Minories, London, EC3N, 1DY. This document has been transcribed into audio by A2i Transcription Services. Any feedback or queries about the text in the document should be addressed to the author. However, we welcome feedback about the audio quality and style and would love to hear your comments. Please feel free to contact us on telephone 01179 44044. Email address info@a2i, that's letter A, number 2, letter I, .co.uk, and web address www.a2i.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. When giving feedback, please quote reference number 34221.